Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk to Tim Tutton. Hey, Tim, this is John Williams. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Really good, Tim. You are the co-founder of The Hideout. You're a founding board member of the Chicago Independent Venue League, right?
That's correct. That's right.
I've been to The Hideout many times. Our friend Mark Baser does his interview show there. You've got, of course, bands that and singers that are always there. It's one of these great institutions in the city. So what's the status of your place then, Tim? Are you open or closed?
We are closed, 100% closed, and we've been closed since March 13th.
Right.
Actually, March 12th, which was a Thursday, but March 13th.
You don't serve food there, so you couldn't be open, could you?
No, we couldn't be open anyway. And so, but even though, there was a possibility back and forth about that at some point some venues were able to open at 25% or something like that, but we have not been open at all since March 13th.
Well, a bar doesn't have the overhead that maybe a restaurant or restaurant bar does, but still, if you say you can open your restaurant or bar and you can only have 25 or 50% of the capacity, maybe you can't afford to turn on the lights. You just can't make it at that number, can you?
No, we really can't. I mean, one of the things is, and yes, we are a bar, but we're a music venue.
Yeah.
That is our real focus, and that's kind of an important kind of distinction. We do sell liquor. We are a bar. We're an old tavern, The Hideout. But we're really a music venue. People come to our place to hear music. And just the nature of music, I mean, literally, is to have a sold-out show, a packed house, right? And so our bar throughout the week, and if you've been there and you probably know, yeah, some nights there's 15 people there. And there's a band playing. It's an emerging artist that not too many people know of, or they're trying out some new stuff. But then other nights, you're going to have a full house. And so that's really what the kind of culture of music is. People dancing together, coming together. And so, yes. So that's kind of the situation that we're in right now. As a music venue, it's impossible for us to be open at all.
Are you guys getting any assistance? Because I think the purpose of this conversation, Tim, is for us to tell people that they need to tell their state legislator or their federal lawmaker that we need to have a package to help places like yours, and not just you, the owner, but the people that work there, the artists that perform there, the grips that set some of these places up. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yep, and that's exactly what we really realized. There's something that we've known for a long time. I mean, the Chicago Independent Venue League, which we call CIVL, we actually started a couple of years ago, back in 2018, before all this happened. We were one of the first kind of organizations in the country where independent venues united. And then when the shutdown happened, we were already united, which was kind of an example of how Chicago is often on the front end in terms of art, music, culture, all kinds of things. And it's also on the front end also of organizing people together and uniting together. So when this all happened, we already had the members of CIVL, Chicago Independent Venue League, we already had kind of a network amongst each other and amongst different elected officials throughout the different wards that we represent, and we're represented all throughout the city. So this, what we do here in music in Chicago, it's local. We're neighborhood taverns. We're neighborhood venues, right? The Metro, The Hideout, Shuba's Empty Bottle, Talia Hall, Reggie's, Rosa's Lounge. We're located throughout the city. And so it is, we are the local club. But sometimes we call ourselves like the local club for the global village, because Chicago's local impact on music and culture has a national impact. And it actually has an international impact. I mean, that's what we've known for the comedians that start in our clubs end up on Saturday Night Live, okay? The musicians that start in our clubs, they end up playing the biggest festivals in the world.
Tim, answer me this. Are you able to put a finger on how much it means to the economy of Chicago, these clubs and venues?
We know that we probably get more than 3 million. The members of Chicago Independent Venue League alone, which is about 35 venues, we figure that we have about 3 million people a year that come to our different clubs. So one night at the Hideout, you'll have 100. At the Metro, you'll have 1,000. Talia, you'll have 1,000. The combined amount of people that come here are 3 million. That surpasses the Chicago Bears games. That surpasses the downtown museums like the Art Institute, which is one of the biggest draws. Yeah. It's up there with Navy Pier. And yet we're scattered all across the city. So what it means is, and from the Loop Alliance study that was actually happened last year, which has been incredibly timely, the Loop Alliance figured out that for every $1 you spend on a show, you actually spend $12 in the economy that night. So what that means is, if you go to a show, and let's say the show costs you $20, then you go into the venue and you spend $20. You spend $20 on beer, let's say. Then you go to a restaurant next door or down the street. You spend another $50. You might take a Lyft or an Uber home. That's another $20. You might take the L, and it generates revenue for public transportation, or a Divvy bike. Our venues are economic generators that multiply. So if we figure right now that our combined venues are losing over $1,500,000 a month by being closed, it's a lot of money. But it's that they're actually, the generation to the neighborhood times 12 would be $12 million a month.
Let's do this, Tim. Hold on. No, I'm out of time. So we need to do this, Tim. I'm with you, buddy. I'm feeling it for you. So what can we do to help you guys?
What you can do is go to civilchicago.com, and that's CIVL Chicago.com, and you can find all kinds of information. And what you'll find is that we are working with the alderman. Alderman Tunney has been working to extend our licenses, but everybody in Chicago and around the area, email, contact your alderman. Let them know that our venues need to be saved. Also, Governor Pritzker, we want to thank him for his support of the business interruption grants and helping to make sure those go out. So contact your state representatives. We represent Chicago, but we're also part of the National Independent Venue Association. And here in Illinois, we have hundreds of clubs across the state that employ tens of thousands of people.
Tim,
we know that in Chicago alone, we employ over 71,000 people.
Tim is the co-owner of the Hideout. Tim, I'm going to let you go, but I wanted to make sure we get that website on there, CIVL.com, right?
That's right. We pronounce it civil, but it's just the four letters, C-I-V-L, like four stars on the Chicago flag, civilchicago.com, and it'll give you information. Contact your alderman, contact your state legislators, and thank Senator Durbin and Duckworth and 13.
I know. Hold on a second, Tim. And by the way, federally, it has bipartisan support what these people are up to. Let's help them out. Tim, good luck to you guys. Co-owner of the Hideout, a board member of the Chicago Independent Venue League, CIVL.com.